Cindy Lovell believes Mark Twain, born 1835 and died in 1910, is as relevant today as he was in his day.
Mark Twain is still a bestseller around the world. I travel abroad. I find his books in bookstores everywhere, not just libraries, bookstores. And I really believe it's because Twain traded in human nature. He was a truth seeker, a truth teller, and I think the truth just never goes out of style. As much as he makes us squirm and uncomfortable at times, we know he's telling the truth, and we're kind of fascinated by it. I think he's just completely relevant.
And to publicly honor the 100th anniversary of Twain's death, Lovell scripted a narrative for a double CD titled Mark Twain, Words and Music, a blend of spoken word and music, in collaboration with Grammy Award-winning producer, musician, singer, songwriter Carl Jackson, her longtime friend. The album features a constellation of talent, including Clint Eastwood, Jimmy Buffett, Garrison Keillor, Sheryl Crow, Brad Paisley, and more. It was released last fall and is available for purchase at marktwainmuseum.org.
People love Mark Twain, and as we approach different people, they just said, yes, yes, yes. Jimmy Buffett does the voice of Huckleberry Finn. And if you're a fan of Jimmy Buffett, you know that he has been writing songs about Twain for years. He writes about Twain in his own books. Clint Eastwood did the voice of Mark Twain. And Clint, I just would not have thought of him. But Brad Paisley, who is a friend of Carl's, was already on board doing a song called Huck Finn Blues. And he was working on Clint Eastwood with another project, and it just came up in discussion, and here we are, Clint Eastwood as Mark Twain. Garrison Keillor, I really do love and think of as America's storyteller. A lot of people think of him as, sort of the modern Mark Twain, and I certainly can see that. I admire and respect him tremendously. And I sent the script up to his office, and they said, yeah, he'd be happy to do the narration. And what a job he did. Even as I was writing the narration, I was sort of hearing Garrison's voice in my imagination.
You can sample some of Mark Twain Words and Music on the website and listen to various musical clips, including this Americana song sung by Sheryl Crow.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away.
Just a stunning rendition. And that was one of those songs. It's the only song on the project that's a period song.
And at this weekend's Literary Symposium, three singers from the album will be on hand to perform for the 200 teachers there, including CD producer Carl Jackson, performing the piece Safe Water.
Mama, I won't drink. I promise I won't gamble. No matter where I go, I'll keep this vow. That steamboat with
Safe Water. Safe Water is sort of a loose translation of Mark Twain. Marking Twain is to measure the depth of the water. So Carl wrote and performs this song. Carl Jackson wrote and performs this song about Mark Twain's travels abroad before he was married.
Marty Rayburn will perform Indian Crow.
Indian Crow is a song that Marty Rayburn sings that describes the crow Mark Twain met while he was living, traveling through India, lecturing. It's a great song about an unusual character that Twain was especially fond of.
Indian Crow sitting on a rail, studying me in great detail. I wish I knew just what you know. You're a cagey bird, a Indian Crow.
And Belle Story will perform Love Is On Our Side.
This is a sad song. It's a heart-wrenching song because it ties into the story where Sam Clemens' daughter Susie dies of meningitis. And it's a tearjerker. I warn people to have Kleenex available when they play that one.
Show me someone helping out a friend. Show me a broken man standing up again. Show me a smile in ancient eyes, and I'll say love is on our side. See the little baby.
Eventually, Cindy Lovell said Mark Twain words and music may be produced into a musical theater performance. But at this literary symposium, Cindy Lovell will also share teaching strategies on integrating music into curriculum to make it more meaningful, touching on a new public education program being adopted across states known as Common Core. It's a state-of-the-art, interactive, digitally platformed, interdisciplinary curriculum.
So I'm going to be looking, of course, at informative text and expository writing, also creative writing. You know, we take Twain's life on a timeline, and we you know, back it back from, you know, biography and these types of writings and turn it into something creative. So there are many tie-ins to the Common Core standards.
And if he were alive, it's likely Mark Twain might appreciate that his writings and life are being used as a creative tool to teach 21st century teachers to teach Twain, perhaps touching on his much-quoted aphorism, "Life would be infinitely happier if we could only be born at the age of 80 and gradually approach 18, compelling fodder for any high school student to draw upon. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.